Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Word of Grace Church. So good to meet once again on a Sunday morning to worship Jesus, isn't it? I request all the people to settle down except for the welcome and ushering team. And it would be great to occupy the front seats so that people who come a bit late can occupy the seats at the back. Thank you so much. How many of you believe that Jesus is a living God? How many of you believe that Jesus speaks? He's speaking all the time. How many of us take time to hear from him? Okay. Do you all believe that Jesus' presence is here right now? He is speaking. So the Bible says each one has a psalm, a word of knowledge or encouragement, a tongue, many things, right? A hymn. And are we, who does that? God puts those things in our hearts so that we share it with one another and we strengthen one another. So I just thought we'll take 1 minute. 1 minute and hear from God. Maybe he'll give you a psalm, he'll give you a word of knowledge, he'll give you a scripture, word of encouragement, and that is going to be for someone in this place. That's what I believe. Do you believe that? So let's take 1 minute. We have access to Bible, digital Bible, and it's so easy, right? You type in the keyword. So just search, take 1 minute. And when you find it, hold on to it. Because when we take a break during worship, go to a person whom God is going to show and share it with them. Okay, so let's take 1 minute and find something from the Bible. Okay, I hope you found something. I hope you heard from God. Okay, so I'm going to share something which really touched me. During the summer vacation, we took Ralphie to planetarium in Hyderabad. And in that planetarium, they showed all these different theories of how this whole creation came into existence. One was the Big Bang theory and something else, like 3 to 4 things they showed. It was beautiful. It was beautiful to see sun so huge, so bright, and the stars and the planets so beautiful. I was just admiring that. And then later on, I realized these guys are spending so much of time coming up with theories. And we know who did that. We know the one who created everything. We know the creator. Do you all know? Yes? Right, we know the creator, and he is God. Jesus is the creator and the sustainer of everything. And he's so mighty, and he's done this such a huge thing, and we have a personal relationship with him. Isn't that amazing? We have such a close and intimate relationship with him. We talk to him, we hear from him. He is with us. That's amazing. For me, it just blew me off when I compared it with all those theories. So shall we all stand? I'm reading from John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This is our God. So shall we worship this God who is great, who is our creator and sustainer of everything?
जिसके नाम से ये जमीन रुक जाती है, जिसके नाम से आसमां झुक जाता है, जिसके नाम से ये जिसके सामने मौत भी टिक ना सकी। कौन मौत के पार हमको ले जाता है, कौन है, कौन है? ये यीशु नाम, यीशु नाम, यीशु नाम, यीशु नाम, we'll be right back.
1,000 generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all who gone before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all.
If you've been forgiven, if you've been redeemed, sing the song forever to the Lamb. If you walk in freedom, if you bear His name, sing the song forever to the Lamb. If you've been forgiven, if you've been forgiven, if you've been redeemed, sing the song forever to the Lamb. If you walk in freedom, if you bear His name, sing the song forever to the Lamb. We'll sing the song forever.
The greatest, your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest.
Together cry holy.
a holy God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Almighty One, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. But then He chose to die for us. He humbled Himself. He chose death so that each one of us could be forgiven. He sacrificed His life for us. He suffered for us. Imagine the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Holy One, the Creator. He chose to die for you and me. What a sacrifice. What a great love.
You broke the darkness with your light. You cast the stars into the sky. You breathed your life into mankind, Creator God. You saw me fall, you saw me sin.
Thank you. This is a good time to come to the breaking of bread. And I'm reading from a very familiar passage, 1 Corinthians 11, 24. It says, "And when he gave thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do it in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. 'This is the cup of my new of the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.' For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And we see a phrase repeated here, remembrance of me. The purpose is laid out. Why do we partake? To remember. What do we remember? It's told to us. His sacrifice, his blood that was shed. Why is this different? The Jews did sacrifices year in and year out and killed goats, bulls, God knows what. You know, blood was sprinkled and we heard about that last Sunday. Why is this different? He says, this is the cup of the new covenant. What is this new covenant? Let's just look at Hebrews 10. 10:16. Let the word of God instruct you this morning, okay? Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. This is the new covenant. This is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their heart and I will write them on their minds. Then he says, their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. Hallelujah. Yes. And where there have been where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. Okay? Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have confidence to enter the most holy place. How? Not by the blood of goats and bulls, but by the blood of Jesus. By a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts again sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. And then it goes on to say, you know, that then Jesus sat down at the right hand of God the Father. Why? Because the work was finished. The high priest in the old covenant could only stand because the work was not done. But Jesus, our great high priest, has finished his work and now sits at the right hand of God our Father. So let us remember. Let us remember his sacrifice. Let us remember what it has accomplished for us. Let us remember the freedom that we walk into. Let us remember that we can rush into God's presence today. Let us not hold back, but let's make haste to enter into his presence. Boldly, we approach the throne of grace. Amen? Now, if you don't have no clue what I'm talking about, who is this Jesus? What is this sacrifice? Am I forgiven? You're not quite sure? Then we would request you to let the elements pass by. But we would encourage you to come and talk with one of us. Yeah? Say, can you explain a little more? And we would be more than happy to do that. So if the ushers can...
The joy I found, surrendering.